now, here's Susan Solovic.
Welcome back to It's Your Biz with Susan Solovic. Hope everyone is enjoying this summer weekend. Hope it's not too hot wherever you are. And I want to thank you for tuning in, particularly for this segment of the show. This is a segment that is really near and dear to my heart. You know, Mac, I may have mentioned this before to you. My mother became an entrepreneur when she lost her first husband in World War II.
Oh, wow.
So late 1940s. Yes, she opened her first business and then she met my dad, fell in love. And of course, then I came along, you know, but she moved to the town where he lived in and she opened a clothing store. And then she and my father went into business together and opened a funeral home in 1963. And so I just grew up with a mom who worked full time and I never thought anything about it. But, you know, I grew up in this small town of 3,000 people and everybody else's moms were at home. And it just, you know, it never registered with me. And I look back on that experience now, as I was saying earlier, and I think, wow, first of all, my mom was really an aberration. I mean, she was way ahead of her time,
yes.
Right? And secondly, though, the challenges that she had to compete with in trying to raise a child. She was an older mom, too. She was 37 when she had me. So, you know, she was an older mom. She had the businesses. And I just admire her so much more now. I wish she passed away 10 years ago, but I wish now that I could go back and tell her, you know, Mom, yeah, tell me more what this was like. Well, anyway, well, the reason I wanted to share that is my next guest is Abby Fatica. Did I say that right,
yeah.
Mac? Okay, Abby Fatica. She is the founder and CEO of Living Your Moment. And this is a service dedicated to helping mom-owned businesses. And what she's going to do today is share some summer tips for balancing life as a mom and a business owner. And so, to my mom, I'm dedicating this to you, Mom. So,
yeah.
Hey, Abby, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand you have three children of your own. No, two, and you're expecting the third.
I have two, and I have one on the way, yes.
And I also know that it's expected early January?
Yes.
Well, I have a mission for you. January 6th, good day. It's my birthday, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm January 9th, but my kids
really?
Come early, so we'll see.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see then. Let me know, won't you, please? So how did you come up with the idea for Living Your Moment?
Well, back when my daughter, my oldest, she's now 3.5, was about one, I decided that I needed to do something at home. I was working part-time as a bartender at P.F. Chang's, and just kind of was done with the whole part-time thing and wanted to be a full-time stay-at-home mom, but turn into a work-at-home mom. So I started blogging on Living Your Moment, and which I came up with, and really wanted to take it further. I didn't want to just blog, and I wanted to really help small business owners promote their companies as well, because I knew I couldn't come up with a product to sell myself, so I wanted to help promote those who did. And so from there, it just kind of escalated, and we recently, in January of this year, changed the company to a full-fledged marketing agency. So it's really taken a turn from just blogging to being a business directory to really being a full-fledged marketing agency. So, yeah.
Oh, excellent. We had a guest on last week that talked about blogging as a great way to build your business, and sounds like it really worked for you.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I mean, I met a lot of great people. It's the way I really networked and then built my business from there. I kind of found out what people needed and, you know, saw a need for social media marketing and blogging campaigns and other, you know, other services that we have. And it really just changed my idea of how I wanted the business to run. So
what types of services do you offer to your clients, and what's a typical client look like for you?
Well, like I said, we do social media marketing, and we do a lot of that. So a lot of promoting on Facebook and Twitter and running our clients' Facebook and Twitter accounts so that we can not only engage with their fans and followers, but they can as well. So we kind of are just the admin and promote their sales and stuff. But we also do blogger campaigns, so we bring brands to bloggers and so they can review and their products. And our newest service is we do a sales ambassador program, and that is bringing our clients' products to retail stores.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one before.
So, yeah, it was just something I came up with. I was like, you know, people want to sell their products wholesale, but they don't have time to travel around the country themselves. Sorry.
That's all right.
Around
you're
the country
a mom.
Themselves. So we have people all over the country that work for me that
right.
can do it for them.
So. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, if you are just tuning in with our show, you're listening to It's Your Biz with Susan Solovic, and I'm talking to Abby Fatica, and we're talking about building your small business and being a stay-at-home mom and marketing and all of those great things that Abby does. And we can obviously hear your mom because I hear the kids in the background, so that's great. Abby, what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see small businesses that you work with make?
Not really taking the time to focus on their marketing and advertising when they first open their business.
Mm.
I know that a lot of the people I work with are small businesses, so they don't have a lot of money, but they need to take the time to really, you know, spread the word about their company, because if nobody hears about them and knows what they do or sell, then their business isn't going to be as viable and successful as they want it to be.
Sure.
So I think really marketing and advertising at the beginning is really important.
So when I first introduced you, we were talking about tips to sort of balance the summertime when you're trying to run your business and the kids are home from school or are still toddlers like yours.
Yeah.
What kind of tips can you share to help women balance these conflicting demands?
Like you said, my kids are toddlers, so I go through this year-round.
Yes.
I'm actually looking forward to when they get into school because I have that extra time. And,
that'll
you know,
be a break
but now
for
they're
you.
Little and they need me all the time. But,
right.
For those people who have school-age children, I'd say scheduling is a big thing, because I know that when your kids are in school, you have that block of time that's just for yourself, and you can, you know, clean the house, get work done, go food shopping, you know, do all that stuff you need. But I think really telling your kids, hey, this is, you know, we still have a schedule that we need to stick to, even though you're not in school. Mom still has to work. I still have a job. So, you know, it's just as if I was going away, you know, going out to work.
Right.
So you need to have activities planned for them. You know, keep them up on their summer reading and school stuff as well so they don't fall behind. But also plan activities for them. Maybe send them to camp, day camp, or send them to a friend's house, have grandma come over. You know, just keep them busy enough where even maybe for 3 hours a day you have a block of time that says, you know what, well, mom's doing this, you need to be doing this.
Right, that's your real...
That's a big thing, finding a schedule that works for your family. Because I can't come up with a schedule that works for my neighbor
that's right.
the same as me. So, like, for me, I can work for 2 hours during the day while my youngest naps, and then at night, well, my husband works all night, so I can work at night as well after the kids go to sleep. So
works
for us.
Sure. And I guess it's probably even harder having a home-based business, because when they see mom there, it's really easy to go and tug at her and say, Mom, come on.
Yeah. And it's really great if you have, I don't have an extra space, but if you have an office that's your own, you could even put something on the door that says, you know, mom's working right now, come back, you know, later.
Right.
As long as nobody's dying or, you know, bleeding.
Or bleeding, right. No emergencies, then, right.
Yeah, no emergencies, then come back and you'll be okay. Everything will be okay. So,
right.
Another thing I know as well, especially during the summer, you want to spend time with your kids. Take the time and maybe turn your schedule a little bit so you can spend the days with your kids at the pool and take a summer vacation. Because as work-at-home moms, you don't really get a break.
Right.
You're always working and you're always taking care of somebody and you're always taking care of your business. You don't get a break because you're the only one.
Right, right.
Your business. So take a vacation for yourself as well. Even if it's like a 3 or 4 day vacation, you don't have to take a week long vacation.
Right. Just get a little break from that environment. I totally agree. Well, now, Abby, you have something that you'd like to offer to our audience today?
I do. I would like to offer a 30-minute consultation with someone on our staff to talk about anyone's goals for their business and how Living Your Moment can take you to the next level. So
great.
Social media marketing or whatever it is that you need at this time.
Great. Well, that's a very generous offer. Thank you. And we are going to put a link to your website on our website so that people can get in touch with you and just really great information. And good luck with the new baby and the other kids.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And if it comes on January 6th, I'm going to send it a present. All right. Thanks a lot, Abby.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Take care.
Well, I think the best thing she said was remember to take a vacation for yourself.
For yourself, right,
because
exactly.
Because if you're a mom or a dad and you're working with the kids and you have a job, at some point you have to recharge your own batteries. Even if you feel a little guilty about it, you have to do it.
You do. And I actually, my 86-year-old dad lives with us. And he's not in good health. And in the summertime, my husband likes to play golf. And so a lot of times I will work at my home office instead of going into the office. And especially since I travel a lot, I can stay there at home with my dad and my husband can get out and play golf. But I have to say, like, by the end of the day, my husband comes home. He's been out all day. You know, I'm ready to go do something. Get me out of here, you know. So, yeah, I can imagine. And if you had small children, I mean, even though my dad really, you know, he needs a lot of care, it's not like having a toddler who's constantly demanding. At least I can talk logically to my dad, right?
So, yes.
Anyway, well, remember, if you would like to listen to any of my interview with Abby again or any of our past shows, you can log on to our website. It's yourbiz.com. There's a radio tab in the upper navigation bar. And also, if you'd like to get some great business ideas for your business, if you order my new book right now, the first thing you're going to get is an ebook, almost 200 pages of advice on all different topics. Plus, you'll be entered to win a free trip to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. So just go to itsyourbizbook.com. And if you'd like to suggest a guest or you have a question, email me at susan@itsyourbiz.com. And coming up, Steve Strauss from the USA Today is joining us. He's going to be talking about some new financing sources for your small business.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you're listening to It's Your Biz with Susan Solovic.
Get inspired with the award-winning entrepreneur and her expert guests on It's Your Biz with Susan Solovic.